And now, shocking, shocking news that I'm sure you haven't heard anywhere else. Apple's iPhone goes on sale this Friday. The potential for Apple is huge. The cell phone market is worth about a billion phones a year. The hype is huge, too. But as NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports, buying and enjoying the iPhone will not be easy.
For the uninitiated and those who've missed the TV ads, the iPhone is a stunningly slim, elegantly designed combination iPod, internet communications device, and mobile phone. And in classic Apple fashion, it's been marketed to the max.
This is how you turn it on. This is your music.
This ad, for example, touts the ease of using the touchscreen display for things such as listening to music or sending email.
This is the web. And this is a call on your iPhone.
Making sure that call and all the fancy features of the device work as promised is Apple's first challenge. Then there's the matter of price. iPhones are expensive, $500 to $600 depending on the storage capacity. Add to that the service fee. The least expensive plan is $60 a month. And another challenge.
Certainly for the foreseeable future, if you want an iPhone, you're going to have to be an AT&T customer as well.
That's right. As Michael Gartenberg of Jupiter Research explains, Apple and AT&T, formerly known as Singular, have an exclusive deal that limits iPhone service to those on the AT&T network. That means that roughly two-thirds of all current U.S. cell phone users, roughly 140 million people, will be shut out for at least 2 years. If they want an iPhone, they'll have to switch carriers. And Charles Golvin of Forrester Research says most people won't. Breaking the contract can cost $175 or so.
It's a relatively small percentage of people who are so hungry for a new phone or relationship or so dissatisfied with their current provider that they're willing to eat that cost.
Another hurdle, the speed of the AT&T network itself. Golvin says it's not fast enough to handle many of the iPhone's coolest features.
So that means that the promise of this mobile internet and browsing on the go, it's going to fall somewhat short of what some people, I think, might hope for, just because the network that's feeding the internet content to the phone is fairly slow.
And what about email? Some users will be put off by the iPhone's lack of a conventional keyboard. Rather than striking keys, there's a visual keyboard that you touch. Tim Beharin, president of the research and consulting firm Creative Strategies, cites another more significant email problem, this one faced by many corporate customers.
The iPhone today will not support corporate email, and specifically Microsoft Exchange Server. And there's going to be some frustration with that audience who clearly would love to have that phone, but yet that feature and function won't be available for it.
Apple plans to sell about 10 million iPhones by the end of next year, a figure most analysts say is realistic. No one believes the iPhone is likely to garner the 80% market share that Apple's iPod now has, but the company's move into mobile phones is highly significant. Competitors are now working harder than ever to make their own super smart musical cell phones, and the dynamic will forever change what we think of in a cell phone. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
You can check out our list of 7 things to consider before buying an iPhone at npr.org.